is a report and possible discussion on first quarter internal audit, presented by Don Woods.
Good morning. There's a, if you look in your folder, there's a copy of the executive summary of the Sugar Land Include Fill Operation Review. That's the first thing we're going to go over. We'll go over it fairly quickly. Basically did an operational review of the Sugar Land Include wastewater treatment plants. Just a little background information. Back in January of 2005, the central and lower basins were consolidated, and as a result, there was some reorganization, slight reorganization of how those plants were run. It was brought in line with the way we do it in the central basin. Basically, the results of the review are pretty boring. Everything was found to be in compliance. Controls and processes and procedures were operating as designed. But one of the things I wanted to mention here is that as a result of the consolidation, there's a couple of benefits to that. We've added a consistency in the way we handle our wastewater treatment operations throughout the central and lower basins. In addition, we've added additional expertise, experience, personnel. We have that available for the operation of those plants, and I think that has increased the efficiency and effectiveness of those operations. So, you know, I went through that fast, but if there are any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer those for you. Our second topic concerns part of the external audit that Brad Thornton does. They do a detailed analysis of our vendor payment data, payroll data, and personnel data. They do some tests to test for fraud and integrity of our data, some compliance testing, and they provide those results in a number of approximately 40 reports. The issues that they have from those reports, and we provide a response to those. Their original document that they provided to us is included in your packet, and also our responses are also included in your packet. Some of those reports are about this long on the Excel spreadsheet, so we provide an example of those, and we'll be glad to provide a copy of those if y'all would like to see them. But basically, when we provided the responses to those, the auditors came back with no issues. They were satisfied with those responses. There were no instances of fraud. There were some areas where we need to correct, and we've done the majority of that. And we also use this tool as a tool to improve our operations, so we don't just take what the issues that they list. We also, John's folks and I get together and we look at that document and see how we can improve our operations also. So that's a lot of information, and I'll be glad to try to answer any questions that you may have about some of that analysis if you'd like me to. Yes, sir.
You recall what your response was to the purchase order analysis where you, according to their notation here on page 16, where 40% did not have their sample did not have purchase orders.
In FY 05, early FY 05, we were having problems with that, and John and his folks have gone out to the management team members, and we were aware that that was a problem, and we have taken steps to correct that. And that was basically our response to that. And we knew that was coming because that had been a problem. And our purchasing folks have been out, and they've created new procedures to try to help people understand how that's supposed to work. But we were having some problems. And some of those come about because of the nature of the job. That's not an excuse. It's when they have to have something, they go out and get it and then go get the purchase order later. But But the majority of it was a procedural problem, and we think we've corrected that. We shouldn't see that next year. If there are no more questions, the last topic in at the last meeting, I did a had a report on payroll and personnel. We had a slight problem with our time entry, lack of understanding of FLSA. As a result of that, we provided training to all about 150, approximately 95 to 98% of all of our non-exempt employees and their supervisors. And to provide them with some training to where they could understand, get a better understanding of how the Fair Labor Standards Act worked. After that training, this past payroll period, I went and audited every one of our non-exempt time entry records. And, for example, when I did that audit, there was almost a 50% error rate in our time entry system. When I looked at it this time, it was down to about 5 to 10%, and it was more just input errors as opposed to actual miscoding. It was just your data input, like put the wrong date or accidentally put a wrong, like a holiday in on the wrong date or something. It's those type of errors. So we think we've got a pretty good handle on that. But I'm going to, over the rest of this fiscal year, every quarter, I'm going to do that. I'm going to look at that at least once a quarter to make sure that we're still on track with that. So, but if you have any questions about that, I'll be glad to answer, or anything that I've talked about, I'll be glad to try to answer for you.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
No action required.